I'm tiring of that song, Richie.
No.
I think we're going to be outvoted on that one.
You know what?
This no one else gets a vote. This is
a democracy. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
It's, we have a debate to see who takes control of the show.
Yeah, right.
Don't tell him who's really in charge.
Everybody to sleep like
this
that.
This song stays.
Yeah.
When you come down and start pushing the buttons, that's when you can delete it.
Wednesday, October 17th. Well, I just won't show up, and then there'll be no more of any reason to present.
That happens on a fairly regular basis already.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's get to what's going on. Let's see what we can make possible today. Let's see what you believe today, as there really are no barriers to your getting what you want or having what you want. It's simply overcome doubts that you have about your ability. But how much can you do? I've come to grips with this over the last couple of days. How much can you really physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually do with your life? Mm. Some people are doers. Some people are achievers. Some people are go-getters. Some people can handle almost anything. I have great regard for a young fella who's on our board of selectmen here in Framingham, who is a successful executive in an HR firm. He is the coach of the boys' baseball league. Actually, he coaches a lot of different sports, has three or four younger children, and he's able to do a good job at most everything that he touches. And I think that sort of thing is a good inspiration for people of all ages. I've always tried to be very active with my life. I think Jennifer's, I think all of us are, who are here, Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, all of us try to set an example. I don't know that we think about setting an example. We just do. It is what you are.
No other option, yeah.
We are not afraid of living. And if you think that life is worth living, then you create things around you. You see yourself as somebody who's prosperous, or if you see yourself as being broke, that's what you'll be. If you see yourself as prosperous, that's the way it shakes out. So maybe you'd start the day well today by thinking that today will be a healthy day, a day in which you will achieve great things. So let's start with the Queen of Sheep and what she's going to give us later on in the hour for information that will make you more powerful, will make you wealthier, you'll be healthier, you're going to start a new life just because Roberta Fasanelli found some ways for you to save some dough.
The Queen of Cheap, indeed. Well, we got a whole bunch of free stuff for you today. We have free photo prints. We have free Christmas labels. I always don't want to say that word. Christmas labels.
Boom!
Walking to any mall now. Or Home Depot.
I know, everything's Christmas.
I know.
But free photo cards. And that is really a deal, because you know what the photo cards cost.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about the upcoming Home Depot Kids Workshop.
All right. That's about a half hour from now on Good Day, along with Jennifer Horn, who in the next half hour will tell us who's going to be the halftime entertainment for the upcoming Super Bowl.
Here's a hint. She's got a bootylicious.
Who knows that?
Part on her.
But what else? If it's bootylicious, it has to be her booty. Right?
Yes.
It used to be a judge on a popular reality show?
No.
Oh.
Let's try, though.
Is her first name a letter?
No.
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
but her body's so bootylicious for you now.
All right, no more hints.
I think you're ready for this, Jelly.
No more.
Yeah, you're losing me.
All right, so that comes up. Then there's some other things.
Yeah, a little X Factor news, a little Bette
Midler
news.
Yeah.
Okay. And right. Doug will have a story on Bette Midler.
He's the king of the Bette Midler stories.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So the day begins with us thinking about the world in which we live. Are you living? Are you in the now? I have been reading this book, Getting Rid of the Power of Now, which sort of...
Oh, I just got that.
Did you?
Yes, it's good.
You're making me want to get it, too.
Yeah, that's a good book. It's very, very good.
Yes,
you haven't heard him mention it over the last month?
I know. That's 5 years. Roberta's like, I don't know why I want to read this book.
Yeah.
The Power of Now.
Yeah.
Somebody told me about this book.
Yeah,
I know.
All right, so there's a... maybe we can get back around to some important discussion here. A recent study tracking baby boomer spending shows boomers are loading up with heavy debt, making their retirement dreams elusive.
Really?
Yes.
Other than that, everything's fine.
Right.
The National Center for Policy Analysis has found that boomers' increasing debt ranges, refinancing homes, for example, people in their 60s are taking out 30-year mortgages, and their children are wondering why. And the children are being told, because you're still hanging around and I still need to help you out in some circumstances. How many of you are helping your adult children? That doesn't go for it doesn't go for anybody here.
And if
here,
you are, would you like to to adopt me?
Right.
Yeah. My 26-year-old, I'm still giving her money.
Yeah. The study recommends that the federal government promote tax reform as a way to encourage future retirees to start saving. My father started a retirement account when he was 65 years old, had never put a penny away until he was 65, and he then worked for another 20 years, saved $4 or $5 million, and lost $3 million of it in a bad stock deal. It was a scam.
It
really is. You get right down to it. My father wasn't a creative guy. He was good at what he did, but he worked hard, and he had something to show for it at the end of the day. Not as much as he would like to have had, but his decisions were based on how well it worked for him. And now you look around at people who now feel at 65 they can't. My father wanted to. He would not stop working because it wasn't him. He didn't need to stop. He didn't want to stop. And I'm the same way. But I don't, the choices, you'd rather have at this point a choice. Okay, you want to keep working? Swell. That's a choice. You don't want to work anymore? That's another choice. It's just this suggestion is that people don't have that as much of a choice anymore as they used to. So why aren't the presidential candidates discussing this? Anybody hear anything about this last night? I didn't hear anything about that last night. And the other thing the candidates are not discussing are the status of, we hear a lot about health care, and that's really a bracketed phrase for when you get sick, maybe will help you stay alive. But who's talking about the compelling problems of obesity in our country? There's so much evidence to show that the current tactics do not work. People are getting fatter, despite the fact they know more, and despite the fact the major food companies are altering is the word I'm looking for, products and serving sizes, marketing approaches. Despite the insurance companies and employers providing incentives for you to get healthier and stay healthier, mothers do not cook. How many remember the last time that they saw a meal made from scratch?
Yeah, I make a meal from scratch every night, Doug.
Do you really?
Yes. You're the rarity.
Every single night.
Yeah, you are. We're so reliant on processed foods and on easy, quick, convenient. I mean, how that started, and the reason they don't bring it up is because, hello, all the special interests don't want you to quit all that.
Well, yeah, right. Not only the special interests, but then how do you tell... How do you tell American families that one of the parents has to stay home and take care of the family?
And really, to do that, is somebody has to stay home.
Somebody has to stay home. So then
No, you don't.
Then you're basically telling women, you know where your place is. It's in the home.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to have a stay-at-home mom to have home-cooked meals. Sorry.
Well, you can cook at home, but to cook like my grandmother did, where everything was made from scratch, you had to be at home. I mean, I cook for myself all the time, but I take shortcuts.
I don't agree with that. I think Maria Bailey has shown
Maria Bailey
who runs
she's the oddity, though.
Our mom expert. This is what she does. Maria Bailey from Montauk Radio. She's like super mom. Yeah. She's super mom. She cooks all of her meals on Sundays and freezes them.
Yeah. Now let's ask this question: what's more important? Because Maria cooks all of the meals for her family on Sunday, but then she doesn't eat them with her kids during the week.
Right.
So what's more important? Do you
eating with them doesn't mean that they're going to be unhealthy.
But it gives you some kind of relationship.
How do I tell my kids? Listen, guys, we can't go on that bike ride today. This Sunday, my day off. Because I have to sit here and cook all of your meals today.
I got two words for you. Yeah. Crockpot.
Crockpots are great. Crockpot.
When I can't be home to have something for Victoria to eat.
There's some
evening,
meat or some chicken or some pork in there.
Before I
veggies,
leave the house in the morning.
Broth. Yep.
I put the crock pot on, so when she gets home from school, and she's always starving when she gets home from school, and she's one of those kids who eats like every 2 hours she grazes, I have the crock pot ready for her.
Yeah.
I think the real problem is, people, is that they've discontinued home economics in schools. Kids don't know how to cook. They have no idea.
They don't learn how to cook in schools. They learn how to cook from you.
No, but they used to.
And school is a useful tool to help children learn how to cook.
Nobody's
whining about anything.
Yes, he is.
Why are you so defensive?
Because, you know what? I want to teach my kids how to cook.
So good. That's
and
your
you
choice.
Well, that's,
but
there
are a lot of people
who
don't do that. It's like it's not any. It's a practical actually visionary, the way Roberta was just talking about it. It's like balancing your checkbook or
that's
learning how to write a letter.
But, and
or,
shop. Basic repairs.
Economics.
Yeah. Where to put a stamp on an envelope, Victoria had to ask me. I said, What are they teaching you in school?
Yeah.
How to put a stamp? Where do you put the stamp on an envelope?
Why is it the school's?
Why not?
To put a stamp on.
Well, no,
why
it's a
not?
Practical business approach
to do anything.
Or skills like that. I don't have a problem with
life skills.
No.
Why do kids have to learn calculus, trigonometry? What good is that going to do them? Why don't they learn math by balancing their checkbook and learning what a simple mortgage is and how to balance their money?
But I do know.
But they have to take trigonometry. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
And I know that
don't get me started on this. This is a pet peeve.
What a wonderful world this would be. All right, so here's the question after getting ourselves into that.
No, I've been on my soapbox, ladies and gentlemen. Good
morning. Here is a way for you to lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. The answer is Axia, A-X-I-A 30. Axia 30 is a new breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula that is scientifically, evidentially based. So that means the people who will put this formula together, Axia 30, they have gone through the process for a number of years to study this and give it credibility. Average weight loss in the study, 30 pounds for both men and women. No nasty side effects. Axia 30 is the new frontier in weight loss science. I could be a wise guy and say, let me Axia your question. I thought that was funny.
So proud of yourself.
If you want to lose weight, Axia 30 is the way. 30 pounds in 12 full weeks, you get it risk-free by calling 800-525-8345, 800-525-8345. Try Axia, risk-free. You get a free month supply of Axia, actually, when you order. I think it's a three-month supply, and then you get a free month supply. You get it? 800-525-8345. Tremendous weight loss results. Scientifically proven for both men and women. Full 90-day money-back guarantee to try Axia, risk-free. Get a free bottle today when you order at 800-525-8345.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. Contractors welcome. Sale starts tomorrow. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Liz Davis and Nicole Johnston opening up The Voice last night with Baggage Claim. Now, how did they run this? This was before the presidential debate, right?
After on the West Coast, but before after. On the East Coast.
Okay.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. The NCIS ran at 8 o'clock. And Sean was just getting ready to go to bed, and you saw the opening scene to NCIS. That's a rough show to have one at 8 o'clock.
It is.
Yeah, as much as I like that show,
yeah, it is.
It's a rough show to have one at 8, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some shows on at 8 and 9 that ought not to be there, it would seem. Anyway.
I'm curious about this, because this is Blake Shelton's wife's song.
Baggage Claim.
Oh, really?
Yes, Miranda Lambert,
You want to see what he said?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the battle doing Miranda's song?
That's a testament to you guys, because, at some point I'm going to have to sit at my house and watch this episode, and she's going to be like, you gave them my song, and when she hears y'all sing, I know that she'll be like, oh my God, that's awesome, and she'll be so proud. I know she will. That's the reason you are the two that I wanted to do that song. I mean, you're really great singers.
All right, so Liz Davis was the one who stood out, at least that's the one that he picked for his team as they continue their battle round winner and loser shtick here. Here's Kayla Nevarez and Alessandra Guercio. His name's coming. Where's he
coming?
Awesome.
This is Irish Doug.
Wide Awake. Anybody know anything about this song?
Yeah.
It's a current hit.
Fairly current.
Alright, so Adam gave a thumbs up to Kayla in this circumstance, so Alessandra goes home.
Is it just me, or the voice is just kind of eh?
They're very weak, especially the top range.
Alright, let's try this
very
last
thin,
one.
Thin.
Mackenzie Borg and Emily Earle. Good job.
I like her voice.
Yeah, sounds good.
She went home, though.
Yeah, in fact.
Yeah.
Mackenzie was picked.
This Mackenzie kid's cute, because I watched this one battle.
Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, with some of the music from The Voice. We like to have a little music here and there. It's important in our lives to have music. It's important in our lives to experience life, think things through. There is a brain teaser that I found yesterday that's perfect for all of you. So I would like you, all of you being Richie and Jennifer, Roberta, and then more importantly, those of you who are listening in your car. If you're driving, I was interested. One of the affiliates in Alaska has a story this morning about the problems with bears up there and how the police are trying to kill more. Big problem with bears in Alaska.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Bears. All right, so here's the brain teaser. Everybody ready? Put your mind to work on this. Here we go. What is the significance of the following? The year 1978. It's 34 minutes past noon on May 6th. The significance of the following. The year 1978, 34 minutes after noontime on May 6th. What is the significance of all of that when you put it together?
No, you know we're all going to the internet right now.
805. Well, it's because you don't have a mind. This doesn't help your mind to go to the internet.
I was 3 months old exactly on May
6th. All right. 800.
Give me a break.
510-8255. The significance of the year being 1978, the time being 34 minutes past noon.
Are you sure
and
it's
the day,
noon?
May 16th. I am sure it is.
What time
noon.
Zone?
Doesn't make any. It's noon. 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 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. Contractors welcome. Sale starts tomorrow. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a libertarian to vote libertarian. We're not a party. We're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Steph and Good Day program. Happy to be along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We have a mind or brain teaser in the offing. Let's see how well you can do in the next 6 minutes while Roberta presents us with today's Queen of Cheap report. Here's the essence of making your mind work at the moment. I'm looking for... Wait a minute, just a second. No. I'm going to repeat.
Hold on, my fingers are just getting warmed up. Let me do that one more time. Okay, I'm ready for her.
Yeah, okay, all right. Doot, 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 doot. That's what most people don't realize. Richie's actually playing a piano in the studio.
Yeah, he's really talented.
Yes, he is.
He's got a full studio in here.
They call him Victor Borga McFadden.
That's right.
And all those singers, too, in the background?
Yeah, Liberace McFadden.
You know how many
better.
People have no idea who you just referenced?
My Victor Borga?
Yeah.
I think
Jennifer, do you know who Victor Borga is?
No.
Okay. Okay,
wait, well. Didn't he live in a Renaissance? He was a really mean guy.
Victor Borga. There's a television series about
him. Borge.
The Borgias, yeah.
Yeah, look him up on YouTube. It's funny.
Anyway, here we go. The significance of these... I'm giving you a series of items, and you put them together. That's basically the way I describe this. The year is 1978, 34 minutes past noon, on May 6th. What is the significance of that? Year 1978, 34 past noon, May 6th. All right? Figure it out. You'll win a swell prize. Actually, we have a lot of nice cosmetic products, thanks to the folks at Pure Attitude, a purifying rice face wash, a hydro drench moisturizing gel cream, and multi-effects eye cream. Who just yawned? Is that you, Roberta?
That was Roberta.
No, it wasn't.
That was you,
Rich.
Jennifer?
It wasn't
that was Rich.
Yawning.
I didn't yawn.
Yeah, somebody yawned.
I didn't.
Jennifer, I keep my mic turned down.
Jennifer was doing a story earlier this morning, and I yawned because it was a boring story.
You're rude.
Anyway.
But it wasn't me. I would yawn.
No, it wasn't me. I was you may remember.
I didn't yawn, but I have to admit I have no idea what you were just talking about.
Maybe it was you, Rich.
Maybe it was.
Fine, you're talking about you don't understand the significance of the stuff that I presented?
Oh, yeah, you're doing the question again. Okay.
All right. The year is 1978, 34 minutes past noon, May 6th. What's that all about, Alfie? 800-510-8255. Well, the Queen of Now, Richie, you can play the piano one more time. You've practiced enough.
Crack those knuckles.
There you go.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the Diva of Dumpster Time.
Wow!
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Whole bunch of things today that you could actually use for the holidays. Let's start with getting 140 free Christmas gift labels. You know where you have to like fill out those little tiny labels. There's never enough room on those little sticky labels to like put all the information and who's it from and who's getting it. Well, you can go to Vistaprint and you can get them absolutely free. What they really are return address labels, but you can put whatever you want on them. Mm-hmm. So you could use them as Christmas gift labels. And if you do it now, you get it free. You just got to pay for shipping and handling, which is only like $3 or so. York Photo is giving you 20 4x8 photo cards for just a buck, plus 40 free prints. Now, you know how expensive those photo cards are, so you could get those, start ordering them now for the holidays, and you'll get them just, again, just for shipping and handling. In this case, it costs about $5 or $6. Also, at York Photo, you can get another 60 free photo prints. So that'll be like if you combine the two, it'll be 100. Now, to combine the two, you'll have to have two different email addresses. So like you do one for yourself, one for your significant other or your kid or something. You know, there's always a way around this stuff. And just in time for Thanksgiving, how about a turkey napkin holder? Now, doesn't every household have to have a turkey napkin holder on the table for Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Everybody has to have that. Yes. Well, you can bring your kid to Home Depot, and that's a great thing for Sean and for what's your girl's name again, Rich?
Juliana,
thank you, to do. And that's on November 3rd.
Can you spend
it to Auntie Jen? Oh, yes. You want to? Oh, yeah. November 3rd. And free Home Depot turkey napkin holder. You don't even have to sign up. You just show up, and the kids can take part. Just call your local Home Depot. Make sure they're doing
it. It's good for the 4 to 6 or 7 year olds. Sean's a little too old for it now, but he loved it when he was 5 and 6 years old.
Well, if somebody makes a turkey napkin holder and they don't want it, I want one.
Oh, we can go make you one. I'll have Juliana make you one.
Hey, you Indian giver.
Well, she can make two.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I want to
say Indian giver.
All right, come on, let's go. What are we doing?
Oh, and all of the stuff you'll find at the Queen of Cheap section of DougStefan.com.
All right.
Over to you, boss.
Thank you.
That's where you start talking.
This is your turn again.
I'm looking at the responses on my little tote board over here as to how people have figured this out. I got to talk to Charles about this first. Charles is in Lake City, Florida, listening to the Jet. Charles, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Doing fine. How about you?
Well, thank you for asking. All right, so the significance of 1978 being the year, 34 minutes past noon on May 6th. What is that all about?
I believe that was when the Shiites under Khomeini stormed the American embassy in Tehran.
You know, I have to admit, I had the same thought at first. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then
that was 79, right?
That was 1979. It was not 1979.
Okay.
Yep. All right. But thanks for the try, Charles. Appreciate your calling. Greg is in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Hello, Greg. Welcome to Good Day Program. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. All right. What do you think the significance of all of this is when you put it together?
Well, if you line everything up in numerical form, it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
12:34 on the sixth day of the fifth month of the year 78. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is the correct answer to the question. Pretty good. Are you good at this normally, Greg?
I'm all right. I'm not great at it. But
no, but you're pretty good. If you do one of these every day, you won't get Alzheimer's or dementia. Do this kind of thing every day. This is just exactly what you need. Brain needs blood. Blood goes to brain. Like if you're lifting weights, the blood goes to the muscle. If you need help in your brain, the blood goes up to it. And when you have blood going into your brain, you're never going to get Alzheimer's or dementia. You got to get the blood up there. So
if you ask my wife, I need a lot of help.
Well, in this circumstance, I'm not buying it because you figured this out, unless she figured it out and gave you the answer. Here's 1978, 34 past noon, so it's 12:34, 1, 2, 3, 4, on the fifth month, the sixth day of the year 78. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good job, sir. Would you like Doug Steffen paraphernalia, or would you like to have for your wife some of these cosmetic products from Pure Attitude?
I better get the cosmetic products.
Cosmetics, all right.
Man.
Good for you. All right, hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. Appreciate your calling, sir. Let me see how Ed figured this out. Ed's on the I-10 in California. So how did you figure this out, that they're all... I'm just curious as to how your mind works, Ed.
I just converted everything into digits. I don't know. I just ran it through my mind real quick, and that was the answer.
Are you normally good at this sort of thing? Does your mind work quickly when it comes to this sort of thing?
Well, yes. Yes, because I'm a truck driver, and we have to deal with numbers all the time, so yeah. It just came to me.
Yeah, good for you. Glad you're paying attention. Thanks very much. By the way, where are you in California? You crossed over from Victorville. Where are you now on the I-10?
I'm heading eastbound from Palm Springs, heading up over to Arizona.
Okay, all right, so you're going the other way. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, be safe. Thanks for the call, sir. Take good care. All right, we're going to take care of Greg, and it's just more things to get you to use that part of your body, which, if it isn't working, has the severest of impacts on your head and your body. So you got to do that.
I wonder what the lottery winner number was on that day.
On the 6th of May, mm-hmm. 1978? That's a pretty good question, Richie. Have not got an answer.
Let's see if you have it on...
I have an answer to the question, what's new from the world of television, or Jennifer has some answers.
Yeah.
By the way, just checking out where the Queen of Cheap Information is, homepage at DougSteffen.com. Right next to it, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some tips on dealing with portion distortion in restaurants. And this goes back to sort of our theme of the hour, if not our theme of the day, and that is the... commentary, the running commentary you hear from so many people on obesity in our country, why it's a problem, how we deal with it, and one of the things that came in from someone on one of the social media sites, Jennifer, had to do with healthy snacking.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are snackers, and if you pay attention to what's on television, the ads on the radio, and some of the things in print, you'd think that it was all about these snacks that have been remade, or at least you're being reprogrammed to think that the snacks are good for you when they really aren't. Healthy, what's the name of the company that has its green label? It's healthy.
Healthy Choice?
Healthy Choice,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because of that name, you think by choosing it, it's healthy.
Right.
That's nonsense.
Right.
It's an advertising gimmick.
Although it is healthier sodium-wise if you compare it to other foods.
Yeah, maybe some mm-hmm. of it is, but that's something to be aware of, if you will. All right, so anyway, that's what you find if you check out Phil Lempert's box in the, it's just sort of down a little bit from the fold, if you will, on the homepage of DougSteffen.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400 or visit fidelitylife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Now it's at 13 before the hour time for Jennifer Horn to lay her magic on us. And
da-da.
It looks like there has been a selection story at DougStephan.com today. A selection announced as halftime entertainment for the next Super Bowl, Jennifer.
Yes, my quickie quiz from earlier is who is going to bring their bootyliciousness to the Super Bowl? Well,
Beyonce.
The answer is Beyonce.
Oh,
very
wow.
Good.
Oh,
yeah, how'd you know?
The bootyliciousness part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Beyonce made this announcement in her blog yesterday. The Super Bowl is set for February 3rd from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Last year, the halftime show was Madonna. I think this will be a good choice because it brings women in. You know, a lot of times they put up like man bands like U2. Mm. Beyonce will bring
Aerosmith,
in.
Rolling Stones, yeah. Bruce yeah. Springsteen. Yeah.
All right. Also set to bring women in, hopefully, is the X Factor. They've officially, after months and months and months of going back and forth in speculation.
But can I stop you there 1 second?
Yeah.
Some will say that this is a sissification of football again.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
okay. I'm
get
sorry.
Over
Go
it.
Ahead.
That's why I'll watch the halftime show. All right, Khloe Kardashian and Mark.
Feminine. The more positive approach is it's the feminine
yeah.
approach to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, knock each other around, sing
the
Beyonce.
Feminization of.
The so NFL. Over at the X Factor.
Yeah, okay.
The official announcement is made. Steve Jones was the host of the show last year. He has been kicked out. The new hosts this year, Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez. They're going to be co-hosts. Simon Cowell has said he wanted to get a boy and a girl, and lo and behold, they are a boy and a girl. Go figure.
Right.
The CW's made an announcement to renew America's Next Top Model for a 20th cycle. However, it will not air until the summer of 2013 to bulk up their summer programming.
What is
interesting
give us
twist,
that again?
America's Next Top Model,
oh.
20th season, will not air next year. It'll air in the summer of next year. And the twist will be that male models can actually participate. It used to only be open to women.
Really?
Yeah.
I see that Bette Midler's going to be on Glee. Is
yes.
that of any significance?
That is. And also, Jessica Sanchez, she was the runner-up on American Idol last year. She's
well, yeah, like
taken
her.
A job with Glee. She's going to
oh,
have
cool.
a recurring role during season 11, which is cool.
Yeah.
Fox has renewed Bob's Burgers. That's exciting. And
it
then
is?
If you're a
wait,
bachelor...
Wait. Why is that exciting? I don't even know that that show is.
No, it's a fourth season. It's an outstanding animated program of the year. It's one critic's choice. It's,
really?
It's acclaimed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bachelorette, if you're a fan of the franchise, you'll know that not many people stay together. And when they do, the bachelor likes to just suck them dry for everything they're worth. Ashley and JP have announced that they will get married on TV as an ABC special this December. I know.
Who?
That's easy. The winner of The Bachelorette, Ashley and JP.
Why am
They're
I
still
so,
together.
This is kind of like from the same page as Who's Victor Borga? Only turn it around and send it in the other
Right. Warp speed backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
So does that make us really relevant or really irrelevant when we know which one is which?
It depends. Yeah, not everybody can know everything about everything, Richie.
That's
51.
Right. That's why we're together.
We are. You're right, Jennifer.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Personified. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here on the Good Day program to bring us up to date on some of the things that would be brilliantly discussed by nobody else. He's got the corner on knowledge when it comes to Charlotte, when it comes to Honey Boo Boo, or whatever other pet you have around the house.
Love her.
Yeah, right. Perfect. Okay, so I was interested to see this headline, and this was a little while ago, and I've sort of stuck this in a little corner of my desk, and I just came across it last night. Hunter shot in the butt by his own dog.
And it's about time to, Ed.
We see this from time to time where the dog steps on the gun and then accidentally goes
gun
off.
Gun laying on the
sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, about every 3 or 4 years we get one of these stories.
If mm-hmm. your dog can shoot you with your gun, perhaps having a gun is not something you should have.
That could be true.
It's just Darwin's Law all over again.
Got shot
survival of the fittest. The dog is fitter than the owner.
Yeah.
I had an interesting day yesterday. I shot a DVD on everything you always wanted to ask about your dog's behavior but were afraid to.
And what sort of things came up?
For example, why do dogs love to have their chest rubbed?
Why?
Think about this. When a male dog is breeding with a female dog, the chest is rubbing on top of the female dog. So very often when we're scratching our dog's belly, we're actually sexually stimulating our dogs, and they enjoy it.
Warren.
Really?
Why do dogs circle before they poop? These are the things that keep me up at night.
I want to know the answer to that, because Charlotte's really good.
Well, think
good.
About this. When they're in the process of eliminating, they're most vulnerable for attack. So they will circle, always getting the wind direction coming from behind them. So if there is a predator, they will know about it while they're in that position.
Is that
like
bred into
circles.
Them?
And also,
thank you, John.
Other things that you were afraid to ask, The higher your dog kicks, the more dominant he is. My little chihuahua, that little sucker, I got to tell you, he'll jump up to get higher than where my shepherd lifts his leg. The higher the leg lift, the more dominant the dog. And one more thing. Why do dogs roll on their back?
Why?
Well, because it's one of two things. Either the dog is totally fearful, and that's a submissive position, or the dog has total confidence in you and says, rub my belly, please. So there's a lot of little things like that that people are, like raising the paw. Every dog in America knows how to shake hands. They may pee in the house, they may chew your shoes, but every dog in America knows how to shake hands. Why? Because from the dog's perspective, when you say, thank you for shaking my hand, the dog is really trying to dominate you. The raised paw is a sign of dominance. When the leader of the wolf pack approaches other wolves, that is submissive. He raises his paw and throws it over. So here we are in America. Dog comes over, takes his paw, throws it over, telling us he's in charge. We're saying, good boy, what a good boy.
So really the dogs are saying to each other, watch this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Watch me get my human to give me his hand.
Did you remember the Seinfeld episode with the doorman?
I don't know.
Was making fun of, really kind of making fun of Jerry because Jerry thought the doormen were less. I think our dogs are kind of doing that too.
Yeah.
Maybe they sit around sometimes and call each other on the phone when we're not home and say, let me tell you what that jerk Warren did today. I really believe some of that takes place.
Telepathically, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely telepathically.
Mm, very interesting. Dogs walked by men are more aggressive than dogs walked by women. True or false?
I would say absolutely true.
Because?
Because men are more aggressive, and when a man is with his dog, it's like when a man's with his son, if his son wants to get into a fight, it's, yeah, go ahead, go ahead. The mother's more protective. So I think very often the aggression goes from one end of the leash to the other, and it's a proven fact that men are obviously more aggressive than women.
Warren, can people get dogs to help kids with behavioral issues?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, many behavioral issues now, extreme cases, there are actually court systems in the United States now where a child is going to testify, but before the testifying of the child, they let the child spend maybe a half hour or so with a therapy dog just to calm the dog down. Also, it gives the child the opportunity. Let's face it, the average kid has demands from his peers, demands for better grades, demands for better soccer, demands for better judo. The only thing that could care less whether the kid gets an A or a C is their dog. So it's that non-demanding, it's that I'll accept you for whatever you are, your ears are dirty, your fingernails are dirty, that can really help kids cope with some behavioral problems that they have.
Huh.
As a matter of fact, I worked years ago at a place in upstate New York called Green Chimneys, where these were crisis kids, kids coming out of the South Bronx and Harlem with all kinds of behavioral problems.
They use them in prisons now, too, right?
Really calm them down.
Yeah, and in prisons they're using dogs, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a big thing. As a matter of fact, a lot of the humane groups I work with actually have their rescue dogs being trained by prisoners and socialized by prisoners, which makes the dogs a lot more adoptable.
So when your watch ends up missing your dog ticket to the prisoner.
Right. I've got the final question is, Warren, how much is that doggy in the window?
How much is that dog? You know what? As far as I'm concerned, he's worth every penny.
It should be free.
I have.
It right. should be free.
Free in the window. Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend here on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.